My brother and I have played some terrible tricks on my father over the years. One day, we went for a drink in a village pub. I took Colin over to the jukebox and chose a record. He said to my dad, "This song is for you." Dad was so furious when he heard the words, "You're so vain," that he missed the irony of the next words, "I bet you think this song is about you." But my father is not the only one it has annoyed. Carly Simon, who composed the song, refused to say who inspired her, and many former boyfriends have felt threatened by such a public rebuke. Carly has another song that is very appropriate as we weigh up the year that is just about to end and the new one about to begin. It starts with an image of a young couple with a baby. She describes the scene as romantic, but at the same time, bewildering. As the song goes on, the intensity of the phrase, "I'm so in love with you," reveals all is not well. But the chorus is shot through with realism and hope. "I know nothing stays the same, but if you're willing to play the game, it's coming around again. So don't mind if I fall apart. There's more room in a broken heart." As a priest, I have found myself making coffee late at night or dishing out paper handkerchiefs to people at difficult times in their marriages or relationships. Sadly, it has sometimes been a one-way route to a divorce or separation. I know from my own experience that there are moments at work, at home, or in important friendships where everything seems to be about to fall apart. As Carly Simon puts it, we ourselves can fall apart. It can be a moment of desperation, disorientation, fear, and self-loathing. What has this got to do with New Year? Well, to start with, one simple fact frightens people in my own country. There are more dangerous domestic incidents at Christmas than at any other time. It could be that we're no longer used to spending much time together. This can leave us unprepared for some of the normal friction that occurs when human beings are cooped up together for a while. It is also quite possible that we drink far too much. Perhaps we realize we have become superficial in the way we relate. There must be all sorts of other reasons too. Sadly, New Year can be a terrifying anticlimax to a period that has revealed problems we had buried or never even recognized. Something else about New Year can be unsettling. The newspapers, the television and the radio, even the priest in church, have us reviewing the past 12 months. It can be dispiriting to have to face our failures or to revisit the difficult moments in the past year. The day I lost my job, the day my mother died, the day my parrot fell off his perch for the last time. It can be the time when we think, what a rotten year. All those resolutions we made and never kept. We fail, basically. Nothing stays the same. We miss the people who are no longer here. So why should we bother trying when we always seem to screw up, as the saying goes? I said Carly Simon's song was shot through with realism and hope. But why? First of all, one thing about New Year is looking into the future realistically and seeing it as a time for fresh opportunities. If you're willing to play the game, it's coming around again. Despair and presumption were the number one sins when I was at school. Both of them are unrealistic. And a lot of the negative feelings people can have at the end of a year blind them to all the chances they have to do things differently next time around. The first year after someone dies brings back the memories of what we would all have been doing this time last year. But what would that dear person want us to be doing or thinking? Probably not moping. Hope is in Carly's picture of a broken heart. Why? Because she is asking us to laugh at ourselves. The thing that saves us from ourselves is a sense of humour. Don't mind if I fall apart. There's more room in a broken heart. A hard heart is locked shut. A broken heart needs tender love and care. But nobody, not even God, can help if you don't invite them in. Go on. Happy New Year.
And a big thank you there, as always, to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, parish priest at St Joseph's Blundell Sands in the Liverpool Archdiocese. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.